repaired, medical expenses, your bucket list, and suddenly a little money every month just isn't working for you. So what do? A loan? Run up your credit cards? A reverse mortgage? No! Why pay to use someone else's money when your annuity money is just sitting there? Call this number now or visit the website and Annuity Action Network will get you started. It's easy, there's no stress, and you could get your cash in as little as 2 days. Hey, using your annuity money is a no-brainer, and you could cash in just a part of it so you can keep getting payments. If you need money now,
I've raised a lot of money, but you also have to have some help from the party. We have a party that, I mean, I'm having more difficulty, frankly, with some of the people in the party than I have with the Democrats.
Let's bring in our panel today to talk on the record. I mean, they're named, saying they're very concerned because he doesn't like going around asking for money. He doesn't want to spend time on the phone or in person with these donors. He's used to being the one who's being wooed and the other way around.
That's probably a totally fair criticism. I mean, it should be in part discounted because that's what we do here in Washington, is we make our living from the money that candidates raise. I mean, that's our business. And so people have a vested interest, of course, in wanting to see as much paid television advertising, for example, as they possibly can. But now is the time for Trump, in a judo move, to flip it around and say Hillary Clinton is the candidate of Wall Street. She's taking more money, of course, from Wall Street, I think, than any candidate ever. And to call for her, as Bernie Sanders did, to release the transcripts of her speeches to Wall Street banks. Why wouldn't he take this opportunity to flip it around? He's got, these numbers are impossible to explain. So time to go on the offense, I would
say. And it was the one thing that Bernie brought up in the debates, too.
It's a guy who won't release his tax form.
Well, that's the standard of consistency to which he is not held.
He's going to demand openness, transparency for her speeches, were probably irrelevant. Everybody knows there's nothing in there. While he's withholding the one thing that every candidate for every party has done for 40 years, it's not a very strong argument.
Well, it's a brazen argument. I will give you that. But
what
else do you say? 40-1? I mean, you have to have a response to it, and it can't just be Paul Singer doesn't like me.
Well, again, he's done things his own way, and thus far has been very successful doing them their own way. We'll see. Now, today he did go and meet with scores of evangelical leaders, conservative Christian groups, Catholics as